reach the
Hey everybody and welcome to the show. My name's Dave, aka forgot to do it again. And this is A Fistful of Podcasts from fistfulpodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts all the way from the Reno Sparks area. And first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
Hey, David, did you know that dogs can't read an MRI?
Because they can't look up? No. I don't know. Why?
No, I just said, did you know that they can't?
Oh, well, they can't read anything.
Well, but cats can.
Ha!
God damn it.
I saw that on Facebook today.
Andy, are you stealing shit off of Facebook?
No, I'm stealing shit off of Reddit.
Oh, I feel like you stole that.
And then it finds its way to Facebook.
Yeah, you stole that from a forward your mother sent your aunt.
Well, but Adam, why does Waldo wear stripes?
Because he went to candy cane prison.
No, because he doesn't want to be spotted.
Oh, God damn it. Enough, Andy. I don't want...
Fire the guy on the drums.
We need less of this. Moving on. Also, next to Andy there, we have one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
Howdy.
He's got the beard of 1,000 men.
I killed a lot of people to get this beard.
You really did.
I told him, hey, just shave them. And he's like, nope. I'm going to kill them.
I need their essence.
Yeah. Which was gross. He jacked them off. In studio, of course, we have Trung over there on the couch.
Hey, I abandoned my Rocket League match to be here.
Oh, God, yeah. We're reaching, like, addiction level.
Oh, now he's never going to be MLG 420.
This is when his grades in physics start slipping.
Yeah, well, he already ruined a kid's career. Like, he was going to school with this kid, and he's like, I'm having a hard time with physics. I'm having trouble concentrating. So Trung was like, have you heard of Rocket League? And the kid failed.
Hard time concentrating, you say?
Trung and Rocket League ruined a child's life. Well, not a child. He was probably in his 20s.
That's fun.
His descent into squalor has begun.
Yeah, he is dead by 30. Also in studio, he is...
That's what happens to people who fail college.
Is Krista.
Oh, crap.
God. There we go.
Oh, crap.
So, guys, here's the thing I was talking about with Trung, and I want to see if you guys have the same reaction. Listening to music, how many songs, like, proportionally, do you think men write about fucking women and women write about fucking men?
I think 100% of the songs Kesha sings are about fucking men, so that's my...
Well, because we were listening...
So that's our sample size.
If we just go by Kesha, it's 100%.
My wife just told me something really weird about her the other day, where it's like, yeah, she's finally able to listen to music, to make music again. And I was like, she couldn't make music? She's like, no, because... The guy who was, like, her agent owned the rights to all of her songs and like, any songs that she was going to make, and he wouldn't let her make music unless she fucked him all the time.
What?
I was like, what?
Yeah. That can't be legal.
Anyway, David, I'm going to say that it's a 10%, 90% split.
90% on the men to woman?
Yeah.
The radio stations I flip between are, like, sort of butt rock, heavy metal shit, and then, like, 80s and 90s type shit. And it's so crazy to hear, like, Buck Cherry, just, like, the song is completely just about fucking someone. Like, they're crazy, and they are fucking this person.
I think that's why you have this opinion about the ratio there, is because of the time frame of music you're listening to.
Oh, just Creed. Pick one. who sings that song, Bad Girlfriend?
Bad girl, I don't know.
Well, anyway, it's shitty butt rock, and that's all about, like, yeah, we're gonna fuck, cause, like, I'm, you know, that's mine, I'm fucking it. And, like, even, like, Poker Face.
That's how Nickelback was, too.
Yeah, but like, if you look at, like, Lady Gaga on Poker Face, mm-hmm. She's talking about, like, oh, yeah, like, you won't be able to tell if I want to fuck you or not because I'm making this face. Like, she can't even commit to maybe possibly fucking someone.
I think it's a much more even split these days.
And all I'm saying is Lady Gaga's song can be construed either way, and have you ever seen that video of her? It's like, this is how Lady Gaga meditates, and it's literally her wandering through the forest completely naked going,
I don't think, like, if she were just a normal, like, her normal looking self before she adopted this, like, insano persona, like, I don't think anyone would care. Her songs aren't, like, very good.
I don't know. She's pretty good.
Yeah, I think her songs are good. I've a lot of pop songs.
You know, I've become far less critical of music now that I have that Amazon Music Unlimited because...
Now that I smoke weed?
Yeah. I just sit there and I'm like, wow, man. And my wife is like, the record isn't even playing. It's over.
You're just like staring on the couch.
And any song that I hear, I'm like, yeah, I might as well download that. It's free.
Yeah, but that was the thing. Like, even when, like, the heyday of, like, LimeWire and Napster and stuff.
It takes me back.
Like, I wasn't, like, grabbing everything I could.
No. See, but I really did.
I
if something's free, I'm just like, load me up.
I guess.
All right.
That's what David does with Xbox games. Like, when they're gold and they're free or whatever.
Yeah, because you
gotta
never
do that, because they're not going to be free later.
Like, you're never going to play Dead Rising or whatever you just downloaded. But,
Rise is pretty good if you didn't pay for it.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, I always get it, because, like, what if one day I'm like, oh, I want to play this type of game. Do I own something like that? And if I have it in there, bam. Like, no worries.
Yeah, bam. You never know when one of these days we're going to be in dire financial straits and we won't have money to buy new games.
Yeah, we'll have to...
And we have all these free games that we've been saving up over the years.
Yeah, but we'll have to be
Except
super...
Except you have to pay the $60 for your Xbox.
Right. It's responsible, Krista.
Yeah. I mean, aside from the subscription fee, they're totally free.
Like, if you don't have the subscription, do you still get to play those free games that you downloaded already?
Nope.
Why not? You already downloaded them.
They're not your games. They're
they're Xbox's games that they're allowing you to touch.
Yeah.
It works the same with that PlayStation Plus, which, I'll tell you what, PlayStation Plus, their offerings are always like, look, I have an indie game about a snake that pisses in a bucket.
Is that a thing?
And that's all we're giving you. That's all we're giving you. And Xbox is like, here, why don't you have, like, Evolve? I know it wasn't very popular, but now that it's free, go ahead and have it. I'm like, okay, here's a real game versus the pea snake.
How would you have rated that pea snake game, though?
1 out of 1.
10 out of 10.
1 out of 1? So that's like 100%.
100%. I have never peed harder as a snake, nor will I ever again.
Oh. Andy's review site is not very helpful.
I'm going to stop going here.
What is the metric?
I think it's like a binary system.
He said Pac-Man was just a bunch of flickering lights and harsh tones.
0 out of 1. I didn't play it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Get out of here, kid. And oh, God, I just imagined a penis covered in skin tags.
Ew.
I don't want to imagine that.
That's gross.
Like some sort of gross anemone.
Stop it.
There.
I don't want to imagine it anymore.
So, have you guys ever had a family
There's
member?
A penis for you.
God. Have you guys ever had a family member melt down on Facebook before?
No.
I've seen some pretty epic Facebook meltdowns, but they were never family members. It was always like... friend of friends or people that I was friends with at one point, and it was pretty much the same thing where they'd just be like, yeah, check out all my cool new buddies, except that they'd be like photoshopped into the picture. And it wasn't
ouch,
it's so sad.
See, he's not in any of these pictures.
Yeah. Like, oh,
he's
my
not
God.
Trying to do that, he's just googling hot
you
women.
Remember when you took this picture of me?
Yeah, like,
well, and people like, and people call him out and be like, this is not Photoshop. People are like, but that's at night and it looks like you're standing in bright daylight right next to them. I had one guy just start spouting a whole bunch of weird racist shit, so I immediately unfriended him.
What?
Invite people over from the college to help you study it.
Yeah, this is like a modern day anthropology like project. Like, people, could you imagine hundreds of thousands of years in the future, and they're trying to figure out, like, if they find our bones and they're trying to figure out what we did, like, and they just had the bones to go off of, you wouldn't know about Facebook, you wouldn't know about, like, any of this, like, social media.
You're
not
getting the whole picture.
Like,
David, here's another thing, isn't it, it's a little weird, like, you're saying they're not going to know anything about us, these future people, possibly aliens. Isn't it weird that we sent out a rocket with, like, a shitty mixtape and pictures of naked people in it?
Yo, aliens, come over and chill.
What else?
Like, we sent them a mixtape and our nudes, and we're like, "What's up, baby?"
Well, like, what else could you have possibly sent?
Sent
like dick pics
out into space.
Dick Van Dyke.
Just send Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, wherever he goes, he brings joy.
He'll be
Jimmy Stewart's pretty wholesome.
Well, so we're just gonna shoot them off. Like, are we waiting until he is dead, or are we just going to assume we're shooting him off to die in space?
Oh, let's send off Dick Van Dyke's DNA, and then they'll make a clone of Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah,
who will return to conquer us all?
Yeah, 100 years from now, a superior race of Dick Van Dykes will come to overthrow us.
Oh my God!
Tripping over Ottomans as they go.
Do you think they'd all speak Cockney?
Well, a few of them are gonna have that fake Mary Poppins Cockney accent, but they won't know why.
It'd all be so charming.
Could you just imagine legions of goose-stepping Dick Van Dykes singing, like, a Mary Poppins tune?
No, but I can imagine penguin-stepping Dick Van Dykes.
Penguin-stepping?
Yeah, like when he pulls his pants down, Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah, okay. So just like imagine hordes of those in tight formation just besieging cities.
So here, I have a question about Mary Poppins.
Sure.
Was Dick Van Dyke a previous like client of Mary Poppins? Was he a child that was taken care of by her?
He was a lover.
I kind of got the sense that they were romantically involved at one time.
You can't. She's a witch. She'll curse you.
But is she a witch?
She flies. She teleports people.
She could just be some sort of nanny deity.
And just, yeah, she could be the Greek goddess of nannies. But also, like, she hasn't done anything evil. Like, we only know her as a being of pure good. And you're like, she's a witch. Like, obviously, that's
witches.
She drained the joy out of an old man.
Yeah.
Did she drain it?
Yeah. She had to talk him down.
With her harsh stares.
But that was merely a byproduct of giving him too much joy.
She helped women get the right to vote.
Yeah, she's a suffragette. Like, so you're, what exactly
do
you... I
feel like she was pretty passive in that fight.
Well, like, what exactly is it you find so objectionable about a suffragette fighting for women's rights?
That she flies, David. I guess.
Oh, okay.
That's why we can't give flying women the right to vote.
Yeah, like that's...
They'll fly from state to state, and they're registered in all of them. All of a sudden, two million fake votes by one Mary Poppins.
This is a very weird type of racism I've not encountered before.
Against white British women?
Yeah, who fly.
Specifically ones who fly. The ones that practice the dark arts.
Yeah, I guess. But it, like, if Mary Poppins has a pact with the devil, they buried the lead in that movie.
That's like, why they're making the second one.
Could you imagine like the cutout scenes, like when she sings the kids to sleep and then she goes back into her room and it's all dark and black and there's like a pentagram on the floor and she like slits a goat's throat and she's like...
She pulls a goat out of the bag.
Slits the goat's throat and fills the castor oil bottle.
Yeah, then she's like summoning the devil and then she wakes up and is like, doo-doo-doo, like tea party on the ceiling, kids.
Yeah, that's the second movie is Mary Poppins Returns from hell.
If I had to sell my soul to give children a tea party, I don't think I'd do it.
Okay. It'd be a pretty sweet tea
party.
Well,
you're not a very good father.
If my kids, like if the devil showed up and he's like, hey, you want to, you know, worship me and practice witchcraft? And I'm like, what do I get? Oh, you can have a wicked tea party with some kids on the ceiling. I'd be like, no, thanks.
Sign me up.
Take a pass. Hit me up if you ever have anything else show up.
You think the kids
I think
are...
my soul is worth more than that, thank you.
You think the kids are damned to hell now?
Oh, probably. I think once they entered that bag, or once they entered that chalk drawing, that was hell.
That was hell?
Yeah.
That's fine.
He dolled it up a little for the kids.
Yeah, so if it's just like a wonderland of cartoon butterflies.
Yeah, but there's also all those weird cockney guys and penguins that talk.
Oh, but...
That is against God.
I still, like, that's, like, you're saying that, like, Disney's version of hell is, like, a delightful musical number?
Yeah, it's not at all like the one from All Dogs Go to Heaven, which was scary as fuck.
Yeah, that part always scared me.
Yeah. I don't think, they probably made a misstep in showing hell. and also putting in the minds of the children the idea that your dog could end up in hell.
Seriously, though, it's like, oh, look. And it's not like a big spooky skeleton with horrible wings in there, and it's, oh my god.
Well, when I was looking up Feifel Goes West stuff the other day, did you know that there was a All Dogs Go to Heaven series?
Oh yeah. My god. Oh, I think they were like straight to VHS though, right?
I don't know. But I watched Feifel Goes West with my nieces the other day, and they did two more Feifel movies after that one, and a TV series.
That's crazy!
And I said, Adam, that's not possible, because I haven't heard any of this.
And Dom DeLuise does Tiger's voice in all of them.
Whoa!
I'm telling you, Dom nuts. DeLuise didn't have much to do.
But here's...
He hung out with Burt Reynolds and did voice acting.
Well, here's the thing that, like, All Dogs Go to Heaven needed to do. They needed to cut one of the two things. Either cut the hell sequence, or cut that alligator...
But I like that alligator song. Let's cut the hell sequence.
That alligator made me uncomfortable as a child.
Let's make music together.
Yeah, I was completely on board with the fact that an alligator could possibly eat these dogs, but the fact that they would want to fuck them made me very uncomfortable.
Let alone an alligator that has a gender identity.
Yeah, when that alligator wanted to get with those dogs, I was like,
I don't think that's what happened.
Wait, was that dog voiced by Burt Reynolds?
Yes.
Sure?
Maybe.
Is it Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise in that movie again?
Yeah.
No, Burt Reynolds was the main dog.
Yeah. Isn't Dom DeLuise a small dog?
Yeah. He's scratchy or itchy
what the
or whatever.
Fuck?
And I think that's why I found it out, is because he's itchy in every All Dogs Go to Heaven thing.
Weird.
I'm telling you, Dom lost it.
I guess.
And by it, I don't mean weight.
Dumb.
But speaking of cartoons in hell, David. Mm-hmm. So I was cleaning one of the rooms the other day, and this the teacher's kid and one of the other teacher's kids comes in, and they're both in kindergarten, and they're talking. The teacher's kid goes, "Can we watch cartoons?" And teacher goes, "No, not right now." And the other teacher's kid goes, "Yeah, do you guys have Netflix?" And she goes, "No, we don't have Netflix." She goes, "Oh, well, we had Netflix, but my mom's canceling it. She's making us get Pure Flix."
What?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And immediately I said to myself, "What the fuck is Pure Flix?
I need it."
I immediately felt bad for this child after looking it up, because it's the all Christian, all the time Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh
my
God.
Andy showed me a picture of it, or sent me a link, and it looks insane.
One of my favorite series on that one was Creatures That Defy Evolution. Why evolution can't exist because of these animals.
I forgot I was supposed to watch that show.
Oh, you missed your assignment. I couldn't believe, like, it was like ripping off the Netflix logo, you know, more or less, obviously. But
it was the,
like,
same font.
It was pictures of, like, screen grabs of movies that look so B and so foreign and so garbage that it was like a mock-up of something you would have to use in a big budget movie because you can't get licenses to any other movies.
Well, but some of them were really aggressive movies, like the little documentaries is like, "Why Atheists Are Going to Hell." Ha! Like, oh my God.
In the title?
Yeah. He's laughing at us.
Ha ha ha. LOL.
And of course, they had the Four Blood Moons movie on there, the one where it's like, after the fourth blood moon, Jesus coming down, all the atheists straight to hell.
Is that a thing?
How many blood moons have there been since Jesus? I feel like in 2,000 years.
It's been more than
four.
Well,
no, here's like, when they saw that there was going to be four blood moons again, and like the theory was every time there's four blood moons in a year.
Oh, not like four
blood
moons.
Something religiously important happens. Like Israel is born again. And like, okay, well.
Huh.
So many people bought that book when I worked at Barnes & Noble. It's like, the Four Blood Moons. Have you heard of this? Jesus is coming back. I was like, yeah.
I have not heard of that.
Like, I don't know if I would be excited. Like, if I were a Christian, I don't know if I'd be excited if Jesus were coming back.
Shit, Jesus coming back? I need to get my shit together.
Yeah, like, you would. It would. A lot of people would have to make up for a lot of shit.
But see, here's the thing, David, is a lot of the people who come to buy those books believe in their hearts that everyone else is super duper evil and that they're good, so they're going to go to heaven, just like, whoop, and everybody else will be down here, and when they're going out, they'll be flipping us off, like, ah!
Yeah, like, there was a study done by, I think it was People or one of those magazines, and they asked...
Some People or something.
Yeah, something. They asked, like, how many people do you think are getting into heaven? And it was, like, 14% of the public thought that like almost everybody got in there, whereas 99% of the public thought they were definitely getting in.
Like just them and no one else?
No, like they were so exclusive. Like they would say, "Oh, this person's not getting in." Like this person. But like if you ask them, "Oh, are you getting in?" They say, "Yeah, of course." Like, come on.
Of course, I'm getting in.
Like heaven has a bouncer, and they have to keep their ratios right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Sorry, too many dudes.
Too many dudes.
Okay, we need one fat chick for every five hot chicks.
Do you think heaven runs off that principle?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's super nice up there, David.
The line is really long.
Hard bodies and hard cocks everywhere.
I don't know if I would like that. Did you imagine going to a Target and seeing hard cocks everywhere? Does that sound pleasant?
Everywhere.
I think I'm in the wrong section.
I thought I was going into Bath, but...
Really, is this heaven? Ew.
Is this heaven?
That's Andy.
Meanwhile, there's a guy down the aisle going, "Is this heaven?"
Oh, my God. Okay, so I want to touch upon this briefly, the anthology that we're putting together. And I sent Andy there a copy of the author's photo. He got approval, right?
Yeah.
He approved of it. Adam, you're on board, right?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I'm really excited to release that photo, but I don't want to until the book is done.
You can even quote me on that in the back of the book.
Can I describe the photo?
Wait, what was I going to quote you on, Adam?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put that on the back of the book. I don't want to describe it.
Okay, let's just say that David looks wonderful.
Yeah, I got all dressed up.
He looks very sharp in his pantsuit.
David looks like he could be an attorney general.
Yeah. There you go. There's a tip of it a little. Oh, boy. So, Andy, I saw on Facebook today also that you had some run-ins with your family. What was that all about?
We had a brunch for my niece and nephew. Each had birthdays in April, so my mother usually does a big dinner, but they wanted brunch.
Careful talking about this. You're going to hurt someone's feelings again.
I will. I can't go one weekend without hurting somebody. but basically, they wanted brunch. My nephew show up.
Is he the one that's older than you? Brunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had better things to do. I'm sure he was chasing some poon or something.
He's like, hey, man, I got this thing I got to go do. It's for me. I'm going to blow it off.
Like, his kids were there and everything, and he didn't show up?
That's all right. Fucked.
But my
whatever,
sister,
free brunch.
My sister is 6 months pregnant at this point, and I haven't seen her since she got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And during the conversation, I kind of skimmed over it, but her husband was saying, yeah, she's really emotive. Like, she has so many hormones, she cries at anything. She cried at Undercover Boss the other day.
She cried at Babe, Pig in the City?
Well, she was and I was like, why'd you cry at Undercover Boss? And he was like, well, because the boss was undercover, but he was still being so nice to them. Everybody else was being a shithead. It's like, oh, that's really bad. And then my mom goes, okay, I want the original six kids for a picture. And under my breath to my brother,
uh-oh,
I said, oh, you're going to need a panorama to fit Aaron in there.
Panorama.
Boy.
My sister did not hear this. She saw all of us laughing, and then my brother and his wife gave me a high five, and she merely thought it was about her. So she went and cried.
I mean, it sounded like a cool moment until somebody started crying.
Yeah, it had the high five and everything.
Yeah, I got a couple high fives, and then all of a sudden everybody was like, what did you do? I'm like, I didn't. What?
I can't believe they would high five you over such a weak joke.
That was a great joke.
This bar is set really low at Bergman Brunches.
Well, yeah, I guess if Andy's the highlight, we've seen what he can do.
David! Hang up on David.
No. Oh, just kidding, Andy. Of course, your jokes come from the internet.
They come from the heart. apparently,
a shrunken black heart.
Yeah. It looks like black garlic.
Because you keep making people cry.
I felt real bad about it, if that makes any difference.
You made Troon cry once, and I didn't tell you about it because I knew it would tear you up inside.
Yeah, Andy.
He cried all night, and I was like, oh, he didn't mean it.
Was it when Troon was pregnant?
Yeah, when Troon was pregnant.
All I did was make some jokes about your teen pregnancy. And
oh, my God.
About him being a beauty school dropout.
Speaking of that, my mother is reading this, teen fiction book. Because,
which one?
What if, I don't know. One of her friend's sons wrote it, and she's like, I'll read it.
Yeah, I've never looked at a teen fiction book cover and gone, this is the thing.
Yeah.
Number one, this is going to be the next. But anytime I say that about a book, it's got a wizard on it, so. This is the next big thing. And then 20 years later, they make a movie out of it, and it was the next big thing.
Damn
Lord of the Rings. Bam.
So when you were 12, you held up a copy of Lord of the Rings, and you proclaimed it to be the next big thing.
In a sarcastic manner.
I got in trouble in class.
After after it'd been on the shelves for, 40 years?
Yeah.
Andy, we're going to have to ask you to put the Silmarillion down again.
Never! Gandalf is an angel in this universe.
Nerd.
What other things have you predicted? I wonder if anything else is going to come true.
Yeah, the Andy prophecies.
Oh, I said Star Wars? That'll be big.
That was way before you.
Yeah,
no, I called it.
No, okay, pick something now so in 20 years we can look back and be like, yep, he nailed it.
Mm.
Oh, Kingkiller Chronicles.
What's that?
Boom. It's a right now it's a 2 out of 3 book series that's being made into a movie and television series.
Mm. But if it's it has to come back in 20 years. Are you sure you want to stake your reputation on that?
Years. Well, they're doing the television series now, and then they're going to make a movie based on the television series based on the books.
Oh.
I don't know what's really cool right now that I've recently read. Nothing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what the next big thing is going to be. Just make a call.
Make a call. Okay, I predict that 20 years from now, they're going to haul out that broke ass Kermit puppet, and the Muppets will be huge again.
Yeah. That is probably something you could put money on. Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but that's a cyclical thing, because they were in the 80s, out in the 90s, in the early 2000s.
The Muppets are like a comet that comes through the solar system every once in a while.
That lady that leads the Eurythmics will break her broadcast out again to make another Eurythmics album.
Yeah, Muppets are, oh shit. Muppet, no.
Awesome.
I mean, that's a low-risk stock as far as these prediction goes.
Well, I'm not buying penny stocks with my predictions.
What? Like, wait, go for broke, Andy. Like, I feel like the first time you really hit it big and no one could have seen that coming.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, who could have guessed?
So, it probably...
You're a one-hit wonder.
Since Lord of the Rings was the first, we should probably pick something that's already existed for 40 years.
For 40 years.
40 years?
No, fuck it.
You realize none of us are that old.
Well, yeah, but you didn't...
David is.
You're not as old as Lord of the Rings, but you still enjoyed it.
I didn't.
I didn't either.
You enjoyed those movies.
They were okay.
Did you read the books, Adam?
I never read the books.
Good, because they are not, well, I already gave you my review of the first two, where it's like, okay, let's have a song break. Everyone, song break!
Tom Bombadil.
I feel like somebody in like the later years would have been like, hey, let's just cut out these gratuitous song breaks. And
Jackson fought for more Tom Bombadil?
Based on the director's commentary of that movie, everybody was like, how do we fit Tom Bombadil in here? And everybody said, you really can't.
He
has no point in this story.
Who is Tom Bombadil?
He is theorized to be the...
Theorized?
Well, in he's an immensely powerful being in the thing, but basically he's supposed to be J.R.R. Tolkien himself.
What?
Okay.
He's like a dancing little man who lives under a tree with a really hot wife.
He's the creator.
I didn't
And everywhere
know that.
He dances, trees grow and evil dies.
He's supposed to be like the god of the universe or something, isn't he?
So, yeah, basically.
Why didn't they go to Tom Bombadil to deal with that ring?
Because Tom Bombadil doesn't care.
Tom Bombadil doesn't give a shit.
Just like real God. If evil's taking over, just Tom like Bombadil's like, they'll sort it out.
Yeah, he's just sort of a hands-off kind of guy. He could give a shit.
Like, the only thing I've ever seen him in that's not the book is in one of the strategy video games. You could get him as like a special unit, and he would dance around and people's heads would pop off.
What the fuck? See,
it was awesome.
I don't know. I'm not into all this high fantasy crap, man. It's got to be
like that low fantasy like Conan.
That's more sword and sorcery.
That's something we could see a comeback of as far as movies go.
Oh, yeah. Well, they already tried to make a comeback with Conan.
They have.
Oh, that's right.
Every 10 years, there's always a Tarzan, there's always a Conan, and nobody ever learns the lesson that they never do well.
You know what? You know who? Like, they never give Guillermo del Toro a chance to do this, but he really wants to make a bunch of Lovecraft shit. Yeah. Like, it will not sell.
I know. And I just saw an article about, like, how much he wants to do At the Mountains of Madness, but can't because it'll never work.
Yeah.
I'm so
Well, they all
bummed.
Wanted to do, like, a third Hellboy, and then all three of the people that were supposed to, like, him, Ron Perlman, and Mike Mignola got together, and basically the studio was like, nah. Like, no, we'll work for free, you don't understand. Like, nah.
Anyway, so, anything else up with you guys?
I told you last week about the kid who pulled down, the kid who pulled down his pants
down
in the middle
pants.
Of class.
Uh-huh.
Sure, sure.
yeah, old news.
All last week was early week for me, so I got to tell my boss the opposite of everything that she wanted me to do. And then, like, she'd be like, do you want to paint or clean carpets? And I said, definitely paint. She's like, you're cleaning carpets. Like, yes.
Definitely a jackhammer.
I can't believe she still falls for that.
It's so easy, David.
I don't believe it. Like,
and then this, like, she walked me through like a baby on working her goddamn floor scrubber. And she's like, you definitely have to do this, this, and this. And then I walked into the closet on Friday to dump my mop bucket where she stores this thing. Mm-hmm. It's in, like, it's on the ground leaking everywhere with none of the stuff that she wants us to do. I was like, oh, good. Oh, you bitch.
Yeah. I fucking, like, now that I don't have a shitty boss anymore, I have to live vicariously through you. And I gotta say, it's a lot funnier on the outside looking in.
Like, on Monday, I said, well, I think I'm going to take Friday off and take a trip to Oregon. And I told the guy I worked with, he's like, ugh, but it's supposed to be like my early day on Friday. I said, yeah, well, you can take Thursday early. He goes, ugh. I was like, I'm okay. Here's the way you would do this, asshole. You would just call in sick on Friday and say, I'm so sick. And leave a message at 5 a.m. on the answering machine so you don't have to talk to anybody.
Did you tell him that?
That is the way to do it.
Well, I told him, look, I'm actually using vacation time. It's not like I'm calling in sick and not giving you any notice.
Hmm?
Yeah,
Gary?
Gary is an old dusty bitch. I
Gary?
Like, send him to Bitch Creek.
Yeah, get to
Bitch Creek. Bitch Creek.
Get me to Bitch Creek. Jesus.
My boss is all right. I played magic with my boss the last couple Tuesdays.
What is he the boss of? Like,
no! Nerd, it was his idea because he hasn't played in years and he had like really old decks.
He's like, oh man, I'm going to dust off these old decks. And he pulled them down off the bookshelf and blew all the dust off of them.
Yeah, and real magic came off.
Real magic, yeah.
here's what I'll tell you about driving to Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Is if you're going to drive to Oregon and it says there's a rainstorm in both Sparks and Ashland, Oregon, mm-hmm. you better check the city in the middle in California.
Yeah.
Sure. There are other places in between your locations.
Well, I kind of assumed, like, okay, it looks good here. It looks good here. The weather in between couldn't be too bad.
Fuck
there
it.
Was a 3-mile stretch there and back where you have to drive up this mountain where it was a fucking blizzard. Like, all of a sudden, like, I'd sit there and I'd watch right next to my speedometer. There's the outside temperature, and I'd watch the temperature go down. And I was like, oh. Yeah, but
it was
stuff.
Like the day after tomorrow. The frost was creeping in through the windows.
Yeah, well, California, but to California's credit, they were fucking on it. Like, they had plows running 24/7 to plow the roads. Except on my way back when I couldn't make it up this hill, so I turned around and gunned it. So I went whoop up the hill, and then luckily I didn't have that much speed because at the top of the hill was this sheer drop off.
God. Yeah, that's some dedication to get weed.
Look, David.
Yeah, Andy went to go get weed uphills both ways.
Oh. He did.
I walked into the
place. The lady they have two rooms. A room where they sell pipes and shit,
mm-hmm.
and then the place where they actually sell the weed. And the lady shows you her ID. She doesn't show you her ID.
So you know where I'm coming from.
You show her your ID. Then they let you in the back room. When I walk in the back room, there's nobody there. And then they open like their employee room and smoke goes. And the guy comes out and is like, hey, I was like, okay, I want this and this. He's like, you don't wanna look around? And I'm like in this tiny room. I was like, no, I looked on your website and I looked at reviews and stuff. He's like, man, you're prepared.
What is that like?
As I'm leaving, an entire nursing home worth of old people are going into the weed store. Like, it's time.
Yeah. Party.
Let's get baked.
Like,
apparently they're all prospectors.
Long, greasy, white dreadlocks.
No, like they look like upstanding young grandmas.
Oh man,
it was just the weirdest thing. Like, I'm leaving, and there's all these old people in like their cardigans and shit. It's like they just got out of church. It's like, it's time,
man. Old people love to wake and bake.
they get their weed, then they go to like the country crock or whatever the fuck it's called.
Shuffleboard, the country kitchen.
Hometown country kitchen. Or Cracker Barrel,
Cracker Barrel,
and they're just sitting there totally Cracker baked, Barrel like, I can nice. Have an entire buffet's worth of eggs.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Give me all your pancakes.
Have you been to Cracker Barrel before?
I have.
You'd think that, like, I would like to see a knitting project where an old lady, like, smokes weed during the middle of it, so, like, it starts out normal, and it goes all crazy, and then it, like, evens itself back out.
I made a doily with a pot leaf in the middle. 420, dear.
Keep blazing. Blaze up,
homie. Pass the dochi on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
They're just so very chill about it, and they can't act, like, it's legal in all the states of the West Coast, but we can't actually sell it till July.
Well, and here's the thing, like, I bet, because old people are, like, the number one, like, demographic group to, like, spread venereal disease to one another. So,
apparently.
Like, they are the perfect demographic to, like, when weed's legal, like, it's going to be mob with old people. Like, they're going to be blazing and fucking each other all over the place.
David, there's still signs in the neighborhood that I work at that say no on two. Which was the marijuana bill. They're still like, no weed. I'm like, it's already gone. It's done. I mean, there's bills going through our state senate right now. It's like, okay, you can have weed, but no edibles because children are confused easily. Because
children can eat things.
Yeah, and we don't trust you as a human being.
Well, and one, like, I was reading the arguments. One of the lawmakers was like, well, I'm not going to have it anywhere, but what if my daughter goes to another house?
And learns how to use it?
A house that's full of weed.
A house that's full of weed candy.
What if my normal daughter goes over there? Like, of course she has no mind of her own. She'll try the weed. I do not trust her judgment. That's what you're saying.
I don't trust my daughter to say, is this weed candy?
This chocolate have weed in it. Yeah,
like, hey, this chocolate tastes like farts. What did you give me?
Yeah, because, you know, people who use drugs often just leave them lying around.
Yeah, they and that's, put well, it in like, with
like
the
they
other
had a, I told you they had a scared straight thing at school where like a guy came in and he's like, yeah, they, sometimes there's weed and like candy. And all these fourth graders are like, I'm never going to eat candy again. And I'm sitting there going, oh, you silly children, you're not worth it.
Yeah.
Why would anybody give you their very expensive weed candy?
Yeah, so
maybe that was the goal, is to get kids to stop eating candy.
That is my point, though. Like, weed and like stuff like that is so expensive. Like, you're not just going to, it's not like a bag of trail mix you actually leave on the kitchen counter for someone to go grab in and out of.
You like Ardetto's.
Yeah, you put that shit away where it's safe, motherfucker. Like, that's
tell
money.
You what, though. Don't have super anxiety anymore.
Oh, anyway, Andy, do you got a little something for us? Huh? A
little something-something?
There's wink, no Craigslist is dead, David, but we still do have
yeah, Jerry's
the
bubble.
Dying medium.
Jerry's Bubble Drome.
Jerry's Bubble Drome.
So now it's time for Jerry's Bubble Drome. There we go.
Spooky.
What do we got, Andy?
This one's... Did I already read Fuck Brussels Sprouts?
No.
No.
I'd remember if you read Fuck Brussels Sprouts.
I've not heard this yet, but I bet I guess I know where it goes.
He loves these
things.
This
guy... What? No, this isn't going anywhere. This guy has runts... Not runts.
Runts.
Rants that are just insane.
He's got nerds.
read they cured cancer, so I decided to eat them so my dick works when I'm 75.
He read that artichokes? No, what are they? Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
So was he afraid of getting dick cancer? And so...
I got dick cancer.
No, apparently Brussels sprouts cure cancer.
There's a
so
complete,
he can have sex.
Yeah, there is that graph showing, you know, how many Brussels sprouts you intake versus how many cancers you get in your penis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely correlative and possibly
the results
positive.
May shock you.
Yeah. It's 9 to 9.
On 60 Minutes.
My Uncle Steve is 75 and said they work and he works in Hollywood.
So you know he's right.
So does his dick work?
Doesn't say.
Okay, if Uncle Steve is telling you that his dick works, you got a different problem.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, dick
Uncle
works.
Uncle Steve, you gotta stop telling me about that.
Yeah. Gives me all sorts of insider info.
Why do I have to
he
get molested?
He played a stormtrooper in Star Wars.
Oh, so he played a faceless nobody. Cool.
You can see him walking in the Death Star with a white helmet.
No way!
Oh, that guy.
One of those.
How?
I remember him.
How specific. I think I know that guy.
I've seen that scene.
He walks in the dust. Yeah, of course.
The white helmet. Oh, of course.
Yeah, about your uncle. Oh, I didn't know why I didn't recognize him.
I recognize him now.
he's the one that marches.
Oh, my God.
He said he knows how Ralph Mac... I don't know how to pronounce his name. M-A-C-Q-U-A-R-I-E.
M-O-U-S-E.
Macari?
Oh.
Came up with the idea of the Stormtrooper costume. He said that he and Ralph Macchio were snorting a wicked batch of coke in 1976, and Ralph picked up a Hustler magazine with jizz on it and sprinkled some ground pepper on the jizz. Bam! Spooky white space armor.
Anyways, I'm getting off topic.
Ground pepper on the jizz.
Some ground pepper.
Okay. Yeah, I
why
you
is
know,
your Hustler have jizz on it? And if your Hustler has jizz on it, why is it sitting out?
Yeah, number one.
Check this out, Uncle Steve. Boom, white armor.
Yeah, he's like. I imagine sitting at one of those 70s sofas at a 70s coffee table with an open Hustler with jizz on it doing coke next to somebody. And like, oh, hey, did you jizz on that? I'm going to go get some pepper. I think I have an
Are
idea.
You done with that Hustler? Yes, I just finished with it.
Yeah, well, let me get some pepper on that. He was just going to eat it, but then he was like, whoa, Stormtrooper.
Whoa.
What the fuck is this guy's problem? Uncle Steve still works in Hollywood.
Did the jizz on the Hustler, like, did it go on one of the models and it looked like Stormtrooper armor?
It must, at least the helmet.
There's a lot of jizz.
He jizzed a helmet on her head.
And Uncle Steve, I've got it.
But like, that's the thing. Outside of movies, jizz is not that white. Like, it would not look like a polar bear's fur.
Well, it's because it mixed with the coke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that ground pepper.
Yeah, well, the ground pepper was the black stuff in the armor.
Yeah.
Oh. Uncle Steve still works in Hollywood.
Good.
He said he was like assistant camera light gaffer in that fucked up Suicide Squad movie.
Wow, he's still in the business.
Is that a lateral move?
Yeah.
Like from Stormtrooper just moving some lights around on a different movie?
Suicide Squad just got an Oscar. He's moving up in the world.
Not for anything worthwhile, Adam.
He said they filmed all these extra scenes that were never put in the movie. He had to light a CGI green screen scene where the Joker actually shits in Harley Quinn's mouth.
What?
That sounds real.
Margot Robbie got all bent out of shape about it, so they used a shot of Jared Leto's ass at CGI to fucking turd dropping into her mouth.
What?
I think this guy is high.
I think this is more than high. This man's insane.
Yes.
But they never used the scene because the movie was running long.
Yeah,
that's why they didn't use it.
Not that they couldn't. It would be the first on-screen shit-in-mouth scene, right?
I mean, there is a scene where the Joker's like, hey, you want to fuck Harley Quinn?
What? All
right, so our movie's running just a little bit long. What's the extra fat we can get rid of?
that turd scene.
But that turd scene really gives character.
We can't get rid of that. The continuity.
But seriously, Adam, remember that scene where like, the Joker's meeting with another gangster? Because in this movie, the Joker is just a gangster.
Right.
And he's like, hey, here's my bitch. You want a fucker?
Yeah. I already shit in that, so.
So I'm done.
I mean, I lost interest after she ate my turds.
Really? I really shouldn't have done that. It really ruined a great relationship.
We went too far.
Yeah. Now I
just watched
look at
Suicide Squad and farted the whole time in the theater because of these fucking Brussels sprouts.
Who the fuck is still farting in this theater?
The end.
Oh, my God.
I can just imagine getting so fed up with that.
Oh, man. Yeah, this guy's 100% insane. Like, this is Alex Jones level insanity.
Oh, my God. Alex Jones level insanity is too much insanity.
InfoWars insanity. You know, that's the thing. Before I knew that he was just some batshit crazy guy working on a fringe network, his setup looked so professional, it convinced me that he was like a real personality for a while.
That's how he gets you.
Like, what? Because I was like, oh, InfoWars. I've never heard of that, but it looks professional, and I never listened to him talk. But then when I heard him
say some good points.
Like, you know, you're talking to someone, and they tip their hand a little too far, and you realize they're crazy, and you go, oh, and you just leave.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
God. Lord,
I understand now.
When did he tip his hat too far? Was it when he walked up to the dad of one of the people who got shot at Sandy Hook and was like, your kid's not dead. This is a conspiracy.
I don't remember the exact time, but I just remember that there was no part of his words that seemed truthful. So,
and this is a guy who gets to talk to our president regularly.
Does he?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, Trump loves InfoWars because he loves Fox and Friends. He loves Fox News.
Hey, he's got their bumper sticker on his
on the limo?
Air Force One.
on Air Force One.
On his toupee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he loves that shit. So, guys, is that it for the Brussels sprouts?
That's, yeah.
I mean, there was one mention of Brussels sprouts.
There was two mentions. One at the beginning, one at the end. And then there's Coke jizz and poop mouth.
Yeah. We really went on a roller coaster with that one.
God,
it's a very short roller coaster.
Now that our internet service providers can sell our info, I'm going to get some weird mailers.
Oh, yeah.
What are they going to mail you about?
Pooping and mouth.
Okay, I've been looking at these Craigslists for years.
Dave really likes Craigslist.
He really likes looking at people J-O-ing on stuff.
And he's going to get a flyer in his mail for Reno's hottest defecation club.
God.
Oh, God.
But there's so many. Where would one find this club?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry.
Just so I can avoid it.
Well, the flyer will lead you right to it. Oh, my God. All right, guys, so I guess that's it. Let's start wrapping it up with a round of staff recommendations.
Nerd.
All
right, Alpha 5.
I haven't seen any movies or done anything. I don't think I have anything to recommend this week.
Oh, that's a first for David.
That is a first. I usually have something, but I've been working on this book and all this other stuff has been going on. So, yeah, I guess that's it. I guess here's my recommendation. Buy one of these books that we're putting together eventually.
Buy my book.
Here's what I wanted to talk about. I couldn't give the RJ book away for free. Nobody came by and said anything. Like, no one said the phrase to pay. I've had to give out exactly zero copies of that book.
I told you to send me one, and Dave was like, you're not the phrase that pays.
Did you? I'll send you one. Whatever. So, yeah, if you want one, there's no even password anymore. You could just ask simply.
Ask me.
Yeah. Nobody's going to ever read these things unless you guys actually ask.
No, you have to get on the Facebook and say, I had Krakafauf.
No, they're not even coming to the Facebook. I don't know. I don't know how to reach our fans.
How do I reach these
guys,
fans?
Guys, listen.
I don't know. So, yeah, I guess just wait for the anthology to come out. Trung.
I don't really have any recommendations. It's been a boring
Rocket League
week.
Again.
Yeah, Rocket League again.
Oh, yeah.
You're like third level bronze?
No, not a second.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. I was way off. Krista.
I don't have anything either.
Andy.
I've been playing Persona 5 for the PlayStation 4. Huh. It's one of your traditional Japanese RPGs, but it's very stylish. It's got a lot of personality.
Yeah,
lots of big boobs.
Well, it does have those, but
that's beside the point.
That just went without saying. I've been playing the original Red Dead Redemption, gearing up for hopefully the release come this fall of the new one.
That'll be nice.
So one can hope.
I guess I can recommend that. Cause
if that comes out, are you guys going to play the online? We could have like a cowboy crew.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
I would also like that, but I also have knowledge that we never play video games together. So
I like how you're doing the holding up the envelope to your head.
Adam was here when I first tried the Red Dead Redemption online. I started off in a town riding a donkey, and a man threw a tomahawk at me and then ran away.
Yeah. Just like the real West.
Yeah. I played on there once.
It's donkey riders.
Or no, I had the headphones on while David was playing, and somebody called me the C word, and I got so mad. Some kid.
Cowboy!
Yeah. Cattle wrestler!
How dare he assume her gender? But yeah, I'm
totally good on board with playing cowboys and Indians with you guys.
All right.
It's tough to get the time together these days.
I work so late.
Yeah, Andy's schedule is really what kind of screws us over.
Oh, sorry, I have to make a living.
I'm just saying, it makes it a little difficult.
Growing up sucks. Adam, you got anything for us?
Did I recommend Horizon Zero Dawn yet?
No.
It's a pretty cool game. It's only for PlayStation 4.
Oh, that's the robot dinosaur one, right?
Basically.
Right.
It's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Who made that? Naughty Dog?
The guys who made Killzone. They finally released, like, they were released from their demon contract to make something other than Killzone.
I release you.
You gotta watch out for those demon contracts, guys.
Yeah, seriously.
Learn from Mary Poppins' mistake.
Don't accept any mysterious flying nannies.
So, Horizon Zero Dawn. Did any of you guys play ReCore?
No.
I have it, but I haven't played it.
Yeah, I was interested in it at first, and now, like, it's on sale for $20, and even like the worst games for Xbox One aren't $20. So
That game started off at $40, so it's half off.
It Seriously? Looks cool. I'll probably try it sometime.
I have it. I mean, you could take it, play it.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
I have it, and I don't want to put it in my Xbox. All right, so guys, email, of course. You can email us. We've got a Facebook page. There's a Twitter account.
We have a regular webpage.
We have a regular webpage. I mention it every time, fistfulpodcast.com. I guess that's it. Am I forgetting anything, guys?
No.
All right.
Perfect in every way.
Practically perfect in every way. All right. Well, until next week, I'm Dave.
I'm Troll.
I'm Krista.
Oh, I'm a Dickman Dunk, I am.
And I'm Adam.
Say, remember, kids, that's not what Dick Van Dyke sounded like.
Yeah, it's totally.
See you next week.
Chim, 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 chim.
So long, suckers!
Or they try to... Fistful of Podcasts Radio.